But against a team like Bama, they stopped the run. I've seen it against Nick Chubb at the beginning of the year. I saw it against Leonard Fournette, who to me is arguably the best back in college football. Shut him down.
It's the future.
Down and Distance
on WGNRadio.com.
What's going on, everybody? Jared Payton here on Down and Distance on WGNRadio.com. Follow me on Twitter at PaytonSun, PaytonSun. Time now to talk some college football. The college football playoff rankings came out this week. And if you're a college football fan like I am and you watch games, you kind of knew that the top four were going to stay the same. So Clemson stayed at number one, undefeated, rightfully so. Alabama at number two with that one loss. Oklahoma with one loss at number three. And Iowa rounding out the top four. They're undefeated. So to watch them stay in that top four, I knew everything was going to be how it was the week before. At number five, Michigan State sitting there. And Ohio State at number six kind of looking in. Stanford at seven and Notre Dame at number eight. You know, I started to really kind of look at how everything was shaping out. And I think really the real drama comes this weekend. And this weekend is where things could really move around. But if you look at some of the conference championship games, the only one in that top four that I think is pretty much a lock is going to be Oklahoma. They don't have a Big 12 championship game. So they basically, you know, did what they had to do. They play no more games, but I think they're still a lock. You look at the ACC championship game, which is going to be a great one. You got Clemson going up against North Carolina, a North Carolina team that over this year has really shown that they can play really, really good football. They can run the football defensively. They've gotten better all season long. I think this is going to be a great matchup between Clemson. I still think Clemson wins this game, but I don't think it's going to be an easy game. I think this is going to be pretty similar to not the game because against Notre Dame because of the elements, but I think of how close it was. It's going to be one of those really, really good games that college football fans are going to enjoy to watch. So I still think Clemson has the edge in that game, but it's going to be a good one. Then we go out to Atlanta in the SEC championship. Number two, Alabama taking on Florida. First of all, I don't even know about Florida. I really don't. I mean, just to see how Florida – I mean, Florida, first of all, is not even going to they're not going to even contest Alabama. Bama's going to just destroy Florida. And Florida's been so hot and so cold. You never know what team's coming every single week. Alabama, to me, is the best team in the country right now, and they are going to destroy Florida. You heard it here first. But that still, Alabama, that's a good game right there. Then the Big Ten championship game, to me, which is the one I think I'm going to be focused on the most because you have an undefeated Iowa team going up against a Michigan State team that has really, really, really found themselves as they started to end the season. They had the huge win over Ohio State, probably the best win this season because they went into the horseshoe. All right, they went into the horseshoe and beat Ohio State. Iowa fans really believe that this is the team, and you look at their schedule and the way that it, you know, all season long, yeah, they're undefeated. But when I look at the top four teams, and Iowa sit at number four, I really don't know if they can play with anybody that's in that top four. I don't think they can play with Oklahoma. I think they get dusted against Bama, and I think that Clemson is just too good. See, I respect Iowa. I respect everything that they've done this season, and they run the football. You got to respect that. It's old school, Big Ten, up north football, run it. Throw to your tight end here and there. But against a team like Bama? They stopped the run. I've seen it against Nick Chubb at the beginning of the year. I saw it against Leonard Fournette, who to me is arguably the best back in college football. Shut him down. Then what do you do? I mean, can you really pass? Do you have enough? I mean, I think teams can pass against Alabama, but does Iowa have the athletes to be able to do it? That's the question mark. But I still think Michigan State wins this game. That's where, to me, it gets a little tricky. What happens then? You know, what happens if Michigan State wins? You know, what's – I mean, you're still looking. I mean, I think Ohio State fans are still out there wondering if there's a chance. Yeah, I things could get flipped around. And I think if you start looking, especially at the ACC championship game, and you look at the Big Ten championship game, if North Carolina can beat Clemson and if Michigan State beats Iowa, and then I think things start to flip around. But I still think that the Big Ten gets somebody into – you know, somebody is going to be a lock to be in that top four. But isn't it strange now that we're talking about these Big Ten teams now that are like either in the top four or right outside the top four, where you're so used to seeing SEC teams dominate or other conferences dominate with more teams? This is the push of the Big Ten we're starting to see now. And I think it's great for football. The Big Ten means so much to college football to see them all have teams in the hunt of getting into the playoff. To me, is an improvement, a big improvement. Also, another notable championship game: Stanford, number 7, taking on number 24 USC. I'm excited about that game as well. Stanford's played well, coming off a big win against Notre Dame. And USC they got a bunch of athletes. They play – I mean, that is going to be a game that you have to watch on Saturday. And I'm not even ruling out this. You might think I'm crazy. I love college football. You got Houston going up against number 20 Temple. I'm going to be watching that game as well. I mean, I think you have to. But watching that, we knew that there wasn't going to be a lot of movement. There could be movement this weekend. Sit back. Kick your feet up, call your friends over, do all your honey-do lists, do it early in the day so you can sit down and watch college football, watch my tweets because I'm going to be tweeting like crazy, and just enjoy the madness of, you know, what college football brings with this new playoff system, man. I really, really love it, truly enjoy it. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Peyton Sun, PAYTONSUN, if you want to talk some more college football. It's Down the Distance, WGNRadio.com. Jared Payton, I was here, now I'm gone. Peace.